Our series of primary candidate interviews concludes this morning with Republican Garrett Mason. Mason, the Senate Majority Leader, would like to succeed Governor Paul LePage. But first, he must defeat three fellow Republicans in Tuesday's primary. He told Steve Missler why he thinks GOP voters would want him.
A constant, steady, experienced hand in the legislature. I think that's what makes me different than the other people that you see on the Republican ticket. You need somebody who has been through the mill. And I think sometimes people are looking for some big, flashy, new idea. But really what I think voters are looking for is ideas that work. And the ones that we've championed over the past 8 years have. Lower taxes have led to more people having money in their pocket. Better education in our schools. Making sure that every dollar that is spent is thoughtfully spent. Those are ideas that work, and I think that you need a strong and steady leader that can do that.
What is the biggest challenge facing Maine, in your view, and what would you do as governor to either remedy that or at least respond to it?
I think it's workforce development. I think that we have a problem on our hands, a chicken and the egg problem, really, of workforce and jobs. But I think what we can focus on to fix it is making sure that the product that we're turning out of our public schools is ready for workforce. The liberal arts education has to meet up with a CTE education, and they need to be combined in the right way. And then going forward, we have to have a Department of Labor that works with the Department of Education and continuing education throughout somebody's life. So I think that's a big piece of how we fix the workforce problem.
This next question is a little bit related to what you just talked about, but it's inevitably linked to the economy, which polls consistently show that's the thing that concerns voters the most. What would you do as governor to help grow the economy?
Republicans believe in baking another pie. They don't believe in splitting up this pie into smaller pieces. We are in an incredible position to grow Maine into the future. We've really set a stage where people have more money in their pocket. The state is getting more revenue. We've seen surplus after surplus. And now we have to attract those high-level jobs into our state that people are looking for. Maine has great opportunities as it is right now, but we need a governor who sees the world as it is, not as it used to be. And I would be that governor. Go out into the world, find the jobs that need to be in Maine, and make it happen.
As you know, Maine voters will be using ranked choice voting in the primary election. Now, I'm going to assume that you're going to rank yourself as the top candidate.
That's a safe assumption.
How are you going to rank the others?
Honestly, I had this conversation with my fiance the other day when ranked choice voting started to really become a reality after the court decision. And it's an interesting position to be in where you have the other candidates that you're fighting against on stage, you have to make a decision on where you're going to rank them or if you do at all. So honestly, I'm still thinking about it.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Garrett Mason. Earlier in the program, we heard from Democratic congressional candidate Lucas St. Clair, who's running in the 2nd District. You can hear more from both of those candidates in our 2 o'clock hour today on Maine Public Radio. Interviews and additional Your Vote 2018 information is also on our website, mainepublic.org/yourvote.